It's the Mornings with Ed. It's the Mornings with Ed show, and we've got Animal Son live in studio from the city of Charlottesville, Virginia. We're going to be talking to Stephen Blake, find out all about his travels and his music. But right now, I want you to find out something about their latest EP. It's called Beginnings, and the new single is called Girl in Blue. We're going to hear that in just a few minutes. First up, though, is a song called Explode. So live from our Julie Lawton studios in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach, please welcome Stephen Blake and Animal Son.
Look at the ground beneath your feet. Kick up the dust from an empty street. Believe in a hope the blind can see, and make up a smile for larger grief. It's demons past, the sun will shine, your battered scars will fade with time. Lost in the thought, you're not alone. Climbing up, we will free our own. We explode. Exhaust between the crowd again. We are lost, we're lost. Then once again, we're leaving home to make believe we're not alone. We'll stretch beyond like the ocean shore, reaching up forevermore. We explore.
Wow, I'm digging it, man. I'm absolutely digging it and so glad that he's here. This is Stephen Blake. Name of the band is Animal Son from Charlottesville, Virginia. The new EP is called Beginnings, and that was Explode. And man, did that explode in my ears, man. That hit me right in the soul. Thank you, brother. Next up is a song called Homesick. If you're just joining us, this is Stephen Blake and Animal Son. This is Homesick.
Again, dreaming of a world that never ends. No, I felt this before, it doesn't seem to pain me anymore. And we all must face our own pride. inside, shaken by the unknown, breaking but not letting go. Well, I'm not going, I'm not going home, and I'm not going.
KX93.5, Stephen Blake, Animal Son is the name of the band, and you are right in the middle of the magic. That song was called Homesick. Their new EP is called Beginnings, and the latest single is called Girl in Blue. Let's have them in for a conversation, but let's check out Girl in Blue. This is Animal Son.
All alone.
It's the Mornings with Ed show. Stephen Blake in studio. The name of the band is Animal Son, and we've heard some great, great music from them this morning. First song out of the gate was called Explode. Then we heard Homesick. Just now, the latest single out called Girl in Blue. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Great, man. Thank you for that amazing set. Thank you for that amazing performance, man.
Thank you.
And thanks for having me. Thanks for coming in, man. It's just a great morning all around. Now, tell me about the last song we heard, Girl in Blue. Tell me a little bit about that.
Girl in Blue. Well, we had me and my brother, Will, had the idea for that song about a year ago. And back in its older form, I guess it was a lot more 90s throwback killers, major vibe. And then I brought it to Aaron Zepeda, Zeus, our producer. Right. And we completely just redid it, stripped it down to its roots and took it into a minor progression. We reworked the lyrics and it kind of went from this like happy, oh, I just want to be normal song to like a little bit more edgy, a little bit more grounded, a little bit more, but also at the same time out there.
Right.
Which is the version that, you know today. And it took like a year. it took a year to get from to where it is now.
All right. Well, it's in a good place right now. So time well spent, I would say.
Thank you, man. All right. Appreciate that.
You're originally from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yes, I'm from Charlottesville, UVA, and all that good stuff. Right. Growing up there, there's a lot of famous musicians from Virginia.
Yeah.
The guitarist from Pink went to my high school, Justin Derrico. Right. So did the singer from Parachute, also went to my high school. Of course, Dave Matthews, which everybody knows from Charlottesville. There's a really healthy music scene there. Yeah. They really encourage local music and everybody goes out to support. So getting started there, when we were like 12, 13, was the perfect environment for us to venture out into a little less forgiving environments, like where we went to school in Virginia Beach.
Right.
But yeah, it was a great place to grow up, absolutely.
And there's being such a great music town, it's really less of a culture shock when you come to L.A. then, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, it definitely is, a good precursor for coming to LA. There's a little more of a sink or swim mentality out here, but it all comes down to being prepared and how hard you work, which I think helped a lot, having to grind all those years on the East Coast. We played college after college after college, venue after venue, and started opening for touring acts, and that kind of gave us a leg up to then come out here and record this EP, which is now out to the world as of a week and a half ago.
So. Well, we're all over it. The EP is called Beginnings. The new single off that you just heard is called Girl in Blue. The very first song you sang, boy, that shoots an arrow right through the soul, man. It's called Explode.
Thank you.
Tell us about Explode.
Explode. That was the first song that me and the producers, Robert Margoleff and Aaron, we did together. And I remember that's actually what took me out of Virginia. Was my manager at the time was kind of pushing for East Coast touring, that kind of stuff. And I sent the song over to a family friend who then showed it to somebody else and then ended up in their lap. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we got to do this.
Yeah.
So next thing I knew, I was on a plane. I was in Los Angeles and sleeping on a friend's floor. And we were making our first song.
Wow.
And one led to three more. And hopefully many more after that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure of a fine. I absolutely love that song, man. I'll be as soon as you walk out of the studio, I'm going to play your live version again, man, just for me.
Cool.
Now you mentioned him earlier, but I want to find out, what did working with guys like Robert Ulsh and Robert Margoleff, how did that help your confidence?
Well, I mean, those are guys that have been seasoned a lot. They have a lot of experience in the industry, and I think, working with somebody like Ulsh, who is a mix engineer with a lot of major artists in the 80s and 90s and still is up to this day, like Depeche Mode and Justin Timberlake, to name a few. Like, he was, the mix engineer in that room, so he brought this whole new level of professionalism perspective when I was just starting to get into, the demoing phase that I had never seen encountered, and kind of brought me up to a level that I was not on previously. And then coming out here and working with Robert, who's done the Stevie Wonder records and Devo Whippet and all that stuff, that was another level because, he wasn't just mixing it, he was producing it.
Right.
And then I met, Aaron, who is Robert's partner, and, he's done bands like Palais Royale that are a little bit more modern, and merging those two worlds because, I listen to a lot of modern music, like Catfish and the Bottlemen and that stuff, and Merging those two sounds of old school and modern, I think, really describe Animal Son at its core. There's a lot of that acoustic guitar, 90s throwback, but then we'll pull in synths and we'll pull in stuff from, you know, bands like Cage the Elephant, you know, that come out in the past 10 years. So anyways, that, you know, working with those two, you know, and then meeting Aaron, I think, was the perfect storm.
Yeah, I agree. It's a great sound with a really super cool vibe, man. On September 2nd, you're performing at the Viper Room in Los Angeles.
Yes, we're performing. I'm performing in the Acoustic Lounge, which is part of, it's the Viper Room. They have two venues. They have the electric, you know, stage, and then they have the Acoustic Lounge. So performing there September 2nd. It's free. It's at 10:30, and we're very excited and looking forward to it, man.
All right. Now, I got to have to ask you about the instrument, because obviously you're great on guitar, but that voice of yours, man, is an instrument that's to be reckoned with. When did you cross the line into, all right, I'm a confident singer now? When does that happen in somebody's life?
I mean, for me, it was years of singing Radiohead very badly. kind of pushes you to another level, you know, because, you know, I was trying to, there's another band, Nothing But Thieves, Connor Mason. I always cite him as a vocalist. He's incredible. And, you know, I started pulling from Arctic Monkeys and, you know, a little bit stuff in the lower register. But I've been singing high for 8 years. And then I just started incorporating the lower stuff in the past 2 years. So it took me, long story short, about 7 to 8 years to feel like I was confident with my voice. And a lot of that comes from, there's YouTube videos you can watch out there, you know, that help, you know, professionally train you, or you can hire somebody, whatever you want to do. But honestly, there's nothing that works better than practicing your favorite artist.
Right.
That is hands down, because, you know, it gives you the confidence to go for it rather than just be like, oh, I'm not so sure in that dry, empty room with some guy that, you know, paying by the hour to bring your vocals to the next level. So, you know, all comes on how much time you want to put into it on your own.
Right.
That is where the voice is.
So how are you doing with the Radioheads now?
How
do you do with their songs now?
I feel like I pick up this guitar and play Paranoid Android, or, you know, right now. I don't know. Like I said, high school years, definitely. We're not forgiving for playing them. But now, you know, I feel very confident in being able to sing their stuff. And they're, you know, one of the greatest bands of all time.
Yeah,
absolutely love Radiohead.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, we're all
untouchable.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you love them, man. It makes me like you even more.
Oh,
if you're just joining us, we're talking to Stephen Blake. The name of the band is Animal Son. The debut EP is called Beginnings. And look for the new single called Girl in Blue. Is there going to be a video to support that?
Yes, there is.
All right.
Coming out very soon, in the next week or so.
Oh, right on.
But very soon. We're like in the final stages of buttoning it up, and we're going to have a big launch for that, definitely before the Viper Room. And it's going to be a whole thing.
It's going to be a whole thing.
It's going to be a whole thing.
Not in one of those half a things. It's going to be the whole thing.
It's going to be the whole thing.
Right. Now, on the video, do you have as much creative control over the content there as you do the music?
Absolutely, man. It's a very close niche process with us and our team. Like, you know, they're helping, doing so much more than just producing. We're like a family.
Oh, right.
We really are. And, you know, we've got a lot more, what you heard today. Albums worth of material.
Love hearing that.
We've got coming, and this is just the beginning, as they say.
All right, and we got to get you here in town to play live, man. We got to get you in here in town so our locals can come see you live. All right,
thank you so much.
We'll work on it. I'll have my people call some other people. We'll make it happen.
Calling people, make it happen. Heck yeah, I'm here, man.
If you're just joining us, we have Stephen Blake. Animal Son is the name of the band. If you missed any portion of this, you go right to the website. It's going to be in podcast form later on today. You go to the Mornings with Ed podcast. Boom. There they are. How can we find you? Where do we get your music?
Oh, man, we're on every streaming site now. Apple Music, Spotify, just look up Animal Son, you'll find us. Instagram is a great way to keep up with us as we announce new dates and, you know, new songs. That's usually the first teasers end up on Instagram. So just follow us on Animal_Son. Son is S-U-N. So, and then, you know, same thing with Twitter, @AnimalSon, Facebook.com/AnimalSon. That's it.
Right on, man. I got to tell you, it was a pleasure having you. You've got a fan here now, man.
Thank you.
You got a couple of fans here, so yeah, right
on. I'm fans of this now, so.
Oh, fantastic. Stephen Blake, Animal Son is the name of the band. Look for the new EP, Beginnings. Look for the new single, Girl in Blue. And look for them again here in town soon. Stephen, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much, man.
All right.